from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Could we see another truce between Israel and Hamas? CBS's Chris Livesay is in Jerusalem.
Israel says that as soon as Hamas produces more names, then they'll go back to the negotiation table. But Israel insists that this all fell apart when Hamas failed to live up to its end of the bargain. It says that they had a list of names that they had agreed upon, but at the last minute, Hamas pulled out. And leading up to that moment, there had been mounting concerns that Hamas was simply going to run out of names of women and children that it could release.
The Israeli army says Hamas is still holding 138 hostages. FBI Director Christopher Wray has told a congressional committee that terrorists may attack targets in the U.S.
Given the steady drumbeat of calls for attacks by foreign terrorist organizations since October 7th, we're working around the clock to identify and disrupt potential attacks.
The Senate has now approved the nominations of about 425 military officers whose promotions had been blocked by Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville, Pentagon spokesman Patrick Ryder.
We've got a lot of work to do, and you need to have the right leaders in place in order to carry out those operations.
A judge in Wisconsin has affirmed her earlier ruling that an 1849 state law that had been interpreted as a near-total ban on abortions doesn't apply to consensual abortions. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
After the Dobbs decision, Republican governors looked at laws that existed long before there ever was a Roe v. Wade to see whether 19th century laws were still in effect to ban abortion. In Wisconsin, the governor and attorney general are Democrats. They brought this lawsuit, arguing that the 1849 law doesn't ban abortions at all, and the state appellate court agreed. The decision will be appealed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Are you mailing Christmas cards and packages? CBS's Matt Piper has the dates you need to keep in mind if you want to make sure they get there before the big day.
Since Christmas falls on a Monday this year,
on the first day of Christmas,
two of the three largest carriers, including FedEx, recommend mailing packages out December 13th. That's next Wednesday. It typically takes 5 to 7 business days for packages to get to their destinations.
Former President Donald Trump has declined to rule out abusing power if he's elected president again. He was asked on Fox if he would promise that he would never abuse power as retribution against anybody. Trump responded, quote, except for day one. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only 1 in 3 Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 24. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 37 tomorrow, overcast. Lows around 28 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Oh, it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So glad to have you along. Thank you for joining us. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin's on the board. You can always call in or text. Same number, 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. 844-967-2789. Changing things up just a little bit from the last hour. Dan Schaefer was just here recombobulating. Want to lighten things up a little bit and offer congratulations to a woman who released this song 65 years ago, and it has now topped the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time ever. Congratulations to 78-year-old Brenda Lee, who's rocking around the Christmas tree. Play it, Calvin. Brenda Lee was 13 years old when she recorded this in 1958. It was a moderate hit. It wasn't a huge hit, but it's always been, it's a classic, right? It's one of those classic Christmas songs.
You've heard it everywhere.
Yes, for decades and decades and decades. Brenda Lee tells Billboard, "I'm happy for everyone here that worked so hard to make this happen, because in today's world, everything moves so fast and furious, but my label has come to bat for me." So there's actually, Brenda Lee also just joined TikTok and filmed a new video to honor the song's anniversary by guest appearances by Tanya Tucker and Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, I love those ladies.
And I believe Brenda Lee now has become the oldest artist to ever have a number one hit on the Billboard Top 100.
Couldn't have happened to a better person.
Yeah. And we will embed the video of her. It's, again, she's 78 years old.
Yeah. Still singing, still performing.
Still performing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, well done. Congratulations. Big shout out to Brenda Lee for number one on the Billboard Top 100. Started us talking about favorite classic Christmas songs and favorite newer Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we would love to know yours. What's your favorite classic Christmas song? What's a newer one? Say the last 20 years, that would be newer. 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Greg Bach, your favorite classic Christmas song.
Hands down, without a doubt, Oh Holy Night. Like the...
Choir?
Choir. And I've told you, I will cry every time I hear that song. It is just gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous.
It is.
And it's so, like, for a Christmas song, it's just so emotional and beautiful. And yes, it's the one where I'm like I need a moment.
And I think it's one of those songs, so many Christmas songs, if you can hear them sung by a choir,
mm-hmm.
you will get chills.
Absolutely. I think for me to get really chilled up, there has to be some vocals. It can't just be an instrumental version, but still, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous song. It's my favorite. I don't know if it's classical. Like, I don't even know how old the song is.
Oh,
like,
that's pretty. I think that's pretty old.
It's an olden one. Let me check it out.
Because I can remember hearing that in church when I was a kid.
I mean.
So that's going back several hundred years.
I was going to make a joke.
About my age?
No.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to share your favorite classic Christmas song, your favorite newer Christmas song, give us a jingle or comment on the live stream.
Jingle.
give us a call.
Jingle bells.
Jingle, there you go. Doc from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for joining us on As Goes Wisconsin. How you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you. My favorite all time would have to be the Christmas song sung by Nat King Cole.
So oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And then this is a song, Silent Night, but I don't know if it's very new, but you don't get a lot of airplay on this song, but add this to your list, Mr. Bach, that when you hear it, you will tear up. Silent Night, sung by The Temptations.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. I bet that's great.
I will add it to the list. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much for chiming in, Doc. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party. Well, you, what's your favorite classic Christmas song?
My favorite classic Christmas song, it's kind of an odd one.
Mm.
I like Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby.
There you go. There you go. Get it, you know.
Calvin, can you rack that up?
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree.
I love this song.
She's so pretty.
Santa Baby. I love this song. Yeah. And I know Madonna did a remake of it that was a pretty big hit.
Yeah.
This one is still better.
Santa Baby.
I'm just saying.
Hey, it's your choice. This is your choice. And by the way,
there's no wrong answer, right?
Joseph McClear got to us on the live stream, as always. The greatest Christmas song of all time is easily Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Even Jesus would agree.
That's quite a statement, Mr. McClear.
Wow, just because you share the same name as a stepdad doesn't mean you get to make, like, assumptions. I found O Holy Night was actually written and released in 1843.
Yeah, I had a feeling that goes back quite a ways.
It's an old one.
We're taking your calls and your texts on your favorite old classic Christmas song and your favorite newer Christmas songs. Tom from Grafton is on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. There's a lot of songs I like. There's so many that are so good. There's one that you folks probably haven't heard. It was done by a band leader called Walter Schumann, and he died young, I guess, in the late 50s, I think. But he did a song called Christmas in the Air. I like, Perry Como. He has some great songs. He had an album that was stereo, actually, in 1959, some great songs, too, of the old stuff. There's a new one I like, too. It's by a Christian band called Mercy Me, and it's Silent Night. It's kind of a country version. That's a great song, too, if you have a chance to listen to it.
Cool.
All right.
We will add that to our library.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, your favorite classic Christmas song, your favorite more contemporary Christmas song.
What's your more favorite? Calvin, I'm sorry. How about you, buddy? What's on the turntable? At the old homestead.
For our resident young person.
You know, I was going to be a Scrooge and say I didn't really like Christmas music. But looking back to some Christmas songs from the 60s, I did find some I like.
All right.
I like Silver Bells. Turns out I'm partial to the Andy Williams composition.
Which is great.
Fantastic.
That's a great one.
American Treasure.
I also like Sleigh Ride. We always played that song when I was in band in middle school, so I like that version. But I also like the version by the Ronettes.
Oh, it's nice.
What did you play in band?
I played the trumpet.
Oh.
Do you still play, or is it like...
I can maybe play a scale.
Hey, that's more than I can play.
Hey, we're working on the Civic Media band.
Yeah. Oh, I get triangle.
You get triangle. Great. And then Calvin's on the trumpet.
All right. Ron, that's a good one.
Texter from the 541 says, Silent Night is a mood for me. I have various memories associated with it, but generally I prefer Christmas music that's older than Mariah Carey.
All right. We got a text from the 608 saying Bing Crosby's White Christmas. And that's from the Madison Plumber.
Oh, nice.
And speaking of Mariah Carey, so there's Christmas. So do we have a caller?
We do. Larry. From Waukesha is on the line. Good morning, Larry. What's your favorite classic Christmas song and your favorite more contemporary one?
Yeah, I guess this would be more contemporary, although I think it is probably 30, 35 years old.
Okay.
Would be I mean, this one just does it for me. I have to play it multiple times for the year. And that's Silent Night off the Mannheim Steamroller Christmas album. No vocals. It is just an instrumental, but it just, I don't know, it clicks for me.
No, no, I get it.
I bet it's so powerful and right and just so moving, and it just sends chills through your body.
Because you just, if you can find it and play even a snippet of it, I mean, it's just, it's wonderful.
Thank you so much, Larry. Really appreciate the call. 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
If you want to check in on this with your favorite classic Christmas song.
I feel like we have to talk, we can wait till after we can talk about modern Christmas songs.
Yes. I have one that I like really, very, very much.
Yeah.
A texter from the 715 from Stevens Point, listening on WFHR. My favorite Christmas song is Senor Santa Claus. By Jim Reeves. My favorite album, Christmas with Eddie Arnold.
Oh, Eddie Arnold. If you haven't listened to Eddie Arnold, get Eddie Arnold in your life. He was one of the great, just
I guess
country vocal, like, crooners. He was a crooner type, more of a, he wasn't singing about, like, hard times and my beer. He was, like, singing songs about love and I love you, and you're just a good voice.
Eddie Arnold just never even pops in my head when I think about music.
What does he pop into your head to when you think about, like,
wasn't Eddie Arnold the guy on Green Acres?
No, that was
someone will correct me.
Something Arnold.
Excellent. We've got that narrowed
Arnold
down.
Drummond from that TV show.
Sure. Okay. If you want to check in with your favorite classic Christmas song, your favorite contemporary Christmas song, we started talking about this off the air because Brenda Lee, at the age of 78, finally has a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Get it, Brenda.
And it got kind of a second life, I want to say. It was in the movie Home Alone.
Yep. Oh, that movie's, that song's been in tons of movies. Yeah, I mean, that's what's been happening past couple of years. These TV shows and movies are revisiting these songs, and they're hitting the charts and revitalizing careers.
And introducing them to
younger generation.
Younger generations, yeah, absolutely. We're going to keep this going. Stay with us. Give us a call. Shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Hey.
It's Christmas time, my dear, and we said no gifts this year. I got one question, if you'd let me, what did you get me?
Is it a tie? No. An ugly sweater? Nuh-uh. Matching pajamas? No. So something better? Uh-huh. Is it bougie like Gucci? No. Man, I thought I had it.
Now, baby, you're looking at it. Come on. Wrap.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, or if you're in Hayward, listening on the Buzz of the North, WBZH. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is producing, and you can always join in at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
We're talking about Brenda Lee at the age of 78. Racking up a number one hit, the Billboard Hot 100 for Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. And that got us talking about our favorite classic Christmas songs, our favorite newer Christmas songs. That one that Calvin just bumped in with is brand new, and it's actually from Jimmy Fallon and Meghan Trainor. And it's called Wrap Me Up, and it's really pretty cute.
It's fun. I like that. It's a fun time. We got some texts, too. We got a text from 262, John in West Bend. Combination of classic and contemporary would be God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen / We Three Kings by Bare Naked Ladies.
I love that song, and that is my favorite contemporary.
That's your favorite?
Yep, okay. That's my favorite.
And then this one I was actually going to mention when caller brought up Mannheim Steamroller from the 262, Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song, newer, and then Christmas Canon by Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, TSO is pretty great, too.
That is you go to that show, you're just goosebumps from the moment they...
They're in Wisconsin. I'm pretty certain they're in Wisconsin.